here with head coach Norm Riker of the women's soccer team, coming off a 5-1-4 start in non-conference play. Now we turn our focus to conference play in the North Coast Athletic Conference, kicking off with Ohio Wesleyan, then running all the way through October, wrapping up with Denison in the final weekend of the regular season. Then it's on to North Coast Athletic Conference play. Coach, first of all, take a look back at the first 10 matches of the season. You guys come out 5-1-4, only one loss in that stretch, but a number of very, very difficult teams that you guys had to see in the first month of the season.
First, Ben, thanks for having me. You're right. You know, we play very difficult teams out of conference, and, you know, we didn't quite get the results that we wanted, but I'll take them because we play very good teams, and it's a game of inches, and there are teams that, you know, we easily could have, or games we easily could have dropped, but we didn't, and that shows the resolve of our players, the organization in the back, and some great saves by Jordan Bamberger, and I'll take them.
Talk about your defense. Only four goals given up here in the first 10 matches of the season. Obviously, people are going to look at the number of scoreless draws, which right now stands at three, and think, well, partly because they were unable to score goals. Then they sometimes forget the other side, which is the fact that your defense ended up coming away with 110 minutes of shutout soccer, and all of that starts with Jordan. How has she been performing in her first year as a starter?
I am thoroughly, thoroughly impressed. She's made some great saves this season, and she's made some of the best saves I've seen in my 15 years of coaching. And she, right now, to me, is our MVP.
Now, with that back four, you've got a couple of seniors back there, and I think that back four has been one of the anchors of the squad throughout the course of the first 10 matches this year. Again, they've only given up those four goals. How do you like the way that they form, and also how do you like the way that they really direct your offense?
Well, we spent a lot of time with our backs. Defense has been one of our you know, kind of main kind of backbones to our program, and they've done a great job being organized, keeping a clean sheet, and they've done a great job. And basically, we talk about our forwards defending, and it really starts with them. And then when our backs win it, that they become our attackers, and they've done a great job cleaning up the mess and getting forward and creating chances for us. I'm very impressed with how our backs are playing.
Well, with those 12 goals through the first 10 matches of the season, Coach, obviously it's one of those things where it's in some ways prepares you for postseason play, because a lot of the matches come North Coast Athletic Conference tournament time and perhaps NCAA tournament time are going to be decided by the slimmest of margins. So I guess in some ways it's a good thing to have so many close matches in non-conference play.
It is. I mean, that's why we have the schedule we have, is to prepare us for conference. And we're ready. You know, we're ready for conference. The games have been tight. The games have been close. And, you know, we're not off the mark by that much. You know, again, only giving up four goals to this point. Having a 5-1-4 record, you know, it's not that far off of where we've been in the past. In the past, at this point, we've had two losses, sometimes more. And, you know, I'll take the results we're getting. Sure, I'd love to score goals. But everyone knows who's been around the game of soccer, that is the hardest thing to do.
Well, you turn your focus to conference play, kicking off with Ohio Wesleyan, and then on into a gamut of very, very difficult matches. And obviously, from year in and year out, it's very difficult to gauge who's really going to be a very, very good team in conference. Some years it's been Kenyon, some years it's been Worcester, Allegheny, Denison. The list goes on and on. Really no one you can take lightly in the North Coast Athletic Conference.
There is not one team out there we can take lightly. And I'd like to think that we're going to be the team that emerges the best team. I feel very confident about our group. I feel very confident about the women that play in this program. And that starts with our captains. I can't tell you how proud I am of them and their leadership. Suzanne, Jordan, and Jamie have done a remarkable job all season. And now's the time for us to come together and get the results and find a way to get the ball in the back of the net. You know, September has been great. We've prepped and been ready. The results always haven't been the way we wanted them to be. But now it's conference time, and this is when it all matters, and it's all on the line. And I think we're ready to show that we're there, and we're ready.
Now you guys talk about the fact that during your non-conference preparation, you don't really spend so much time worrying about what the other team is doing as opposed to worrying about what your team is doing. Here you head into conference play. How much do you really spend in terms of watching game tape, in terms of going out and scouting and preparing for what the other teams are going to bring to the table?
I try to balance that. And, you know, I think we spend a lot of time giving our players an idea what the other team's going to do, but you know, soccer is not a science. You know, there's just no telling on a given night how a team is going to play against you or what formation they're going to come out with. But I try to give our team and players an idea what to expect. At the same time, we always are working on trying to improve and get better and spend time on our program and spend time on our system of play and spend time in the blocks that need to improve and get better. And it's a fine line to do too much one way and too much the other, but we try to find that balance. We try to keep everything very competitive, and I think we're doing a pretty good job. And I think the players are improving, and I know that we're enjoying each other's company and working hard out there. And right now, our goal is to get a win tonight.
You've got coming off a season where you went 6-0-2 in conference play, and ended up getting picked in the preseason poll as number one in the North Coast Athletic Conference. How does it feel to have the target on your back, and knowing that everyone is going to come out with their best shot? Obviously, it has to feel good to know that everyone's going to come in and give you their best shot.
Ben, it's a great point, because it's what's been happening in the last few years. We've beaten a lot of these teams 4 or 5 years in a row, or at least gotten results against teams 4 or 5 years in a row. And you graduate a big class from last year, and I think teams come in here saying, you know, this is the year to get Wittenberg. And that's why I'm so proud of our group. I mean, we have bent, but we haven't broken. And we've been playing good soccer against immense competition who just throws everything at us. And, you know, you talk about our midfield. You know, it's a very, very good midfield. And Suzanne returns as an All-American, but everyone knows that. So they throw extra bodies in there, and they make it difficult. And they play physical against us, and they try to get us out of our game. And we have responded well. Can we improve? Yes. But teams are coming in here thinking that this is a year or this is a chance, and they come in here that this is their national championship. And they throw everything at us. And again, why I'm proud of our team and the way we've responded is that is very difficult game in and day out to know that these players are going to come in here and these teams are going to come in here and give us their best shot. And we've responded very, very well.
Now, October soccer always has a special feel to it. It's starting to get a little bit cooler out there. And, of course, you're not going to have to worry about 80-degree days so much anymore between now and the end of the season. Talk about the way that changes the game. Obviously, your players might not even be warmed up in the first 5 minutes of the contest, but the adrenaline is always palpable when you get a chill in the air. And, of course, the games are that much more important.
Well, the importance of each game is magnified now with conference. But Emily Murray said it great yesterday. She goes, "It feels like soccer weather," you know, and she's right. And we got the sideline jackets are out, and we're ready to get going. And it is. It's soccer weather. Suze is, you know, like I said, always gets better with each game she plays, and October's been her month. And, you know, I think the team's ready. You know, it feels like soccer weather. It's conference. We're ready to go.
Now, Ohio Wesleyan tonight, what concerns you about them? They've got a couple of very good players. They're a very fast team, and they're a team that can score goals in a heartbeat. So how do you prepare for a team like that?
First of all, it's Ohio Wesleyan. Let's look at, you know, what they've done and what Coach Barnes has done. Not only a good friend, but, you know, a great coach, and he's got a great program, as do all the conference teams we have and we face. And but we have our ways to prepare for Ohio Wesleyan. We've planned on that and practiced that yesterday. We know it's going to be a battle, and we're excited about not only our players coming out and supporting us, but we have a great fan base coming out tonight to support us, and that 12th fan is going to help us, or 12th player is going to help us. But we also know how to get in behind them and a pattern of play to be successful for us, and now it's coming down to executing that.
You talk about Bob Barnes, who's in his 12th year now, has taken Ohio Wesleyan to a couple of national championships, I should say. And then you look also at Gail Murphy out at Denison and all the other great coaches here in the conference. Talk about how well this conference has represented itself nationally, and how you see Wittenberg falling in the mix of the teams that have really gone out, not only in terms of conference play, but in terms of on a national level, and represented this area very well.
We have arguably the best conference in the country. It's why I wanted to be a coach here at Wittenberg. It's why I want to surround myself with the great players that we do, is because we want to be that team, and we have become that team. And we are a leader now in our conference, not only in results and in being one of the best teams in the nation, but in our student athletes, in how our women represent themselves on campus, and the leaders that we become, not only when soccer's over, but in the classroom and in life. And that's why I wanted to coach here, is because of the tradition, is because of what Wittenberg does as an athletic department, but also as a university. But then to play in a conference that has other great universities in it and great coaches in it, it's where I wanted to be. I'm thrilled to be here and thrilled to be part of this program and this history that we're creating.
Well, Coach, you look at the season, or at least at the North Coast Athletic Conference slate, it's difficult to not look a little bit ahead. I know you want to take it one game at a time, but look at that final game of the season. Could very well be deciding the conference championship against Denison. You guys travel out to Granville on October 29th. Talk about the rivalry that's really begun to develop, not only between Wittenberg and Ohio Wesleyan, but I think especially between Wittenberg and Denison.
It's a great rivalry we've created. And I think, you know, talk first about Ohio Wesleyan. Ohio Wesleyan, my first year here, won their second national championship. Denison was poised to come in and, I think, take the crown from them. And we snuck in there. And I think that has now created a lot of you know, heated competition between both schools, as well as all the other conference schools. You know, you see the success Ohio Wesleyan's had. Denison's been right there the whole time. And I felt we came in there and stepped in and cut in line, and now we're the one on top, and everyone's trying to get us. And Denison is a team that I feel, at this point, probably feels the most slighted about that. So it is a big game.
Now, again, as far as looking ahead, you feel obviously, the conference tournament is a ways away, and you've got 8 matches between now and then. But do you feel like there's a particular importance in perhaps going out to win the regular season so that you have home field advantage throughout the North Coast Athletic Conference tournament?
There's no doubt we want to play at home. We are undefeated at home. I think we've only had one loss at home our whole entire time since we moved into the stadium. And so, for us, playing at home is a big advantage. It's something we want to do. But we talk about this all the time as a team and as a program. Today is our most important day. We can't worry about what's coming down the pike. We have to worry about today. We have to worry about ourselves, and we have to worry about the kind of energy we bring to each game.
Now, you now get into a bit of a rhythm here, playing essentially every Wednesday and then every Saturday from here on out. Does that help you in terms of preparing for practices and preparing for matches to have now essentially a regular schedule from here on out?
It does. I think it, especially as the academic schedule and stress of exams and tests and papers creep into the mix, you know, it's nice to have a pretty consistent schedule. And again, it helps you prepare. It helps you have a couple of days of practice where you're going to be very competitive, and then a couple of days of practice where you can kind of get ready for that game as well.
Well, Coach, obviously we wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to seeing how the conference slate continues and begins tonight against Ohio Wesleyan, and hope that we'll be talking again come conference tournament time in November.
I do too, Ben. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the help. And we'll go Tigers.
That's head coach Norm Riker of the women's soccer team, coming off a 9-conference slate of 5-1-4. They commence the conference schedule with a match against Ohio Wesleyan later on tonight.